Welcome to the Next Level Occupational Therapy Podcast. My name is Kara Welke, occupational therapist and creator of the Next Level Occupational Therapy Platform. The goal of this podcast is to encourage, inspire, and motivate occupational therapy professionals to level up in their career, whether that be to start a new business, add a side job, and or to figure out how to be more satisfied in their current career. Hope you enjoy the show. Okay. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Next Level Occupational Therapy Podcast. My name is Kara Welke, occupational therapist and creator of the Next Level Occupational Therapy Platform. The goal of this podcast is to encourage, inspire, and motivate occupational therapy professionals to level up in their career, whether that be to start a new business, add a side job, and or figure out how to be more satisfied in their current career. Thank you for listening to today's show, which is sponsored by our Next Level Occupational Therapy Business Builder Program, where we help healthcare professionals start the business of their dreams from the ground up. Also, be sure to check out our free Next Level Occupational Therapy Facebook page. And for even more support, guidance, and training, check out our Next Level Occupational Therapy Visionary Group. My goal is to interview occupational therapy professionals who have started their own business so that you can learn from those that have already been through the process. I am so excited for all we will learn from current occupational therapy entrepreneurs. Now on to today's show. It's my pleasure to welcome Shayna Young. She became an entrepreneur when her 9-to-5 job was not matching her work-life balance. She started a home healthcare agency through a partner called Autonomy. Shayna's skill set is in vestibular and visual rehab, as well as her focus in neuro and developmental disabilities. When she is not working, she is preparing therapy mission trips to Spanish-speaking countries. Her focus is on containing sustainability within these international countries, such as in orphanages and nursing homes. So realistically, we have a lot of things we can talk about, Shayna. One, your current business with your home healthcare agency, but then also what you do with these mission trips to Spanish-speaking countries.
Yeah, definitely.
Is so awesome. So let's first talk about telling us about, am I keep cutting in and out? Sorry.
No, that's okay. Yeah. It's just your beautiful picture keeps popping up.
Just in and out. Okay. Let's have you take over and talk about your current business that you're doing right now with your home healthcare agency.
Sure. So, I discovered this almost going on a little over a year, and I really wanted something different where I felt like I was providing value care. So my previous job, I was getting upset because I felt like I was focusing more on productivity and note writing and kind of putting my face to the computer and not my face to the patient. And then I stumbled upon Autonomy that actually focuses on value care. Everything about having this type of home healthcare agency is what resonated in me. I was like, wait, I can be an OT again and I can actually have my own agency and I can have the control that I want with total support. Like that just made me feel very secure. So I founded my own home healthcare agency. We call it a community-based home healthcare agency because the goal, if you have this type of agency, is one, you're focusing on adults with disabilities, is helping them to live independently with support in their own community. Or if your agency through Autonomy is focusing on older adults, you're focusing on helping them to age in place within their own home. So I'm focusing on helping adults with disabilities live with support and in my agency. And I do that a couple different ways, seeing them in their actual homes with their families. Or what we are really trying to focus on is to create the ability for them to live on their own. So I currently have two homes in Philadelphia, and these homes are where my clients live and learn life skills. They can actually learn how to budget, cooking, healthy cooking, working out, art classes, improving their social skills, and all of that is reimbursed through Medicaid. So it's really cool to actually do occupation-based activities and with the goal of what's purposeful for them, even finding a job and maintaining a job. I love that I get to help adults with disabilities find and maintain a job, because 90% of people with autism don't have a job, and the services that I can provide can help to reduce that statistic. So I feel really proud, and I feel like I'm, after 10 years of being an OT, I'm where I should be.
That's amazing. So how did you find out about Uptonomy, or where did this first come about?
Well, I'm kind of laughing because so like one night I was on Indeed.com, as most of us are when we're not happy with our jobs. And I had like my glass of wine, and I was like, wow, a job that says it's $250 an hour. Well, it can't hurt. It's saying for an occupational therapist. So I applied for it. And then that's when I spoke to Dennis Dicker, who's the CEO of Uptonomy. And then I met him in person. And then I met his wife, who's an occupational therapist. And then I realized that what he's trying to do is to create a movement of healthcare professionals that want to focus on value care and home healthcare agencies. So it's not like the Med-A model, if you guys are thinking of that, but it's really trying to hone in on trying to keep people safe, independent, and aging in place through non-medical and medical services. So I was just like everyone else, Carrie, you were there. You're like, oh, this sounds too good to be true. But once you realize that when you're the CEO of your own agency, you can make a good amount of money. So, I mean, that's the reason why your salary is higher. You're the CEO of your agency, but money is a great thing, but purpose for me is even more important. So the purpose of what these types of agencies entail is the reason why I wanted to start my own.
So I had no idea that's how you got started. So it was from, you answered an ad, and that's how you...
Yeah, okay. Indeed. Like I remember drinking a glass of wine, filling out the application, and then being like, and telling my husband, like, I just applied for a job for $250 an hour, like no big deal. And like going to bed, and then the next day getting a response, and, you know, chatting with Dennis and meeting seeing the homes, seeing actually the hubs in person. And yeah, that's how it started.
So just out of curiosity, like what was the application process, or what was the advertisement?
Yeah. So it was, now we're going on a year. It was, I know it's an occupational therapist. It was like lead occupational therapist servicing adults with disabilities. I think that was the title. And then it was giving your resume, answering, you know, it wasn't that many questions, I remember. And then just getting a follow-up call with Dennis and having an interview with him.
Okay.
Not like that anymore.
Right. Yeah. No kidding. So then what was the process from there? I mean, how long did it take from that interview to get things moving, or you decide this is exactly what you wanted to do?
Yeah, it took about a month for me. So, I mean, if you go on Uptonomy now, or if you go to like any of the Facebook groups that Uptonomy has, there's a lot of content. At the time when I started, there wasn't a lot of content. So I had a lot of calls that I set up with Dennis. And what I came to realize was that a home healthcare agency has many layers. And I tell people this, it's an onion, and you have many layers that you're learning. You're learning how to run an agency, understanding non-medical services, understanding medical services, and how it all comes together. So I would understand a certain process, but then I would be like, oh no, I don't understand this part. There's a loophole. Like I found the loophole in Uptonomy, but every time I came back, I got even more detailed answers. And I actually had like a month long dopamine rush because it was like the best. Like I didn't think I could have that much dopamine. I was like, I need to like calm down, like, cause I was so excited that it was everything that I wanted to do. And someone was doing it for me. Someone was creating my agency for me and giving me this guidance, because it is terrifying to do it on your own. And just like you, a therapy business builder, like, it's so nice to have someone guiding you and helping you and doing some of that legwork. Like, you need it, I feel like.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is. Those of us that have tried to start up on our own, there's a lot more to it than you think. So many people, just think that it's not going to be that hard, but you don't know all the different details and things that go into it. And autonomy and therapy business builder and programs like these just can easily make it happen. So that's awesome. So before you saw that ad that you applied for, were you thinking about starting your own business, or had you thought about it?
I was actually part of another, I don't know if I told you this, I was part of another startup. And that was like the jolt of, holy cow, like, I can actually do something. So I kind of like, I stumbled upon this other startup and they were like, do you want to help us out? Like, we need an occupational therapist point of view. And that's when I started to see like how a startup looks, like how a business is generated. I got, you know, I had to put myself in a lot of, positions I never thought I would do, but it actually got me excited. Like, you know, I put myself out there to the COO of Jefferson University and made that call to have an appointment and set up a time with him, which, you know, I never thought I would get to that level of networking. So once I had that, it gave me that like craving of like, I need my own, like, I want to control what I want, but I want to give great care and I want a family life balance. So that's what, when I finally found autonomy, like, I felt like that was, I felt like I needed that startup to like get me to understand like some of the things I would go through and also some of the exciting things that I would look forward to.
So what exactly was this startup? I don't think I, like, what was it with?
Yeah. So, I think she's doing pretty good. Her name is Asha Gumati. She's a physical therapist. And she started a home exercise program that has like multiple language features as well as a telehealth. She started telehealth like way before telehealth became pretty popular. So her company is called Therex Portal.
Okay. And you were part of that program, or you were looking into that program, or?
No, I was working with her for a little bit.
With her? Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah. And then you talked about your involvement with Jefferson, because you know Rachel, right?
Yeah.
So is that how that connection came, or did you know Rachel before?
Actually, so my best friend is friends with her. So okay. When I was talking about, you know, I want to start doing my own thing, my friend Brittany was like, oh, you should connect with Rachel. Like, you guys went to the same school. And then I met, and then I kind of knew Rachel. And if you haven't met Rachel, or if you haven't seen like skills to life, right?
Skills to life. Skills to care. Yep. I just completed that certification program. Yeah. So, well, I mean, I still have things to do with it, but I completed the first trainings with her. So
yeah, I would highly recommend if you like older adults and dementia to do that course. And Rachel's so knowledgeable, but she is the kindest person ever. She would like literally give her coat or her shirt off her back for you. So if you do that course, she will really care about you, and she really listens, and she really wants you to provide the best. So, but that's a certain entity from Jefferson. So okay. I went to like the hospital and was like, listen,
okay.
And, but you know, you have to put yourself out there. I thought rejection would feel bad. It really doesn't, because it's just a natural part of being an entrepreneur. It just opens more doors. I think I related rejection to like high school, like when you got rejected, but it's not that kind of feeling at all. It's just, all right, well, where's life taking me now? And that's how I felt, you know, as I transferred from Therex Portal to Autonomy. It was just, all right, I learned a lot, but I'm ready to actually be my own boss.
Right. Awesome. So what tips do you have for occupational therapy professionals or even students that are listening that want to eventually start their own business or even start their own home healthcare agency? What recommendations, tips would you like to share with everyone?
Yeah. So I would first say, if you're like, oh, I'm so nervous, I can't do this, then try a therapy mission trip. Go to a third world country. No, I don't want to say third world. Go to another country and don't focus on insurance. Don't focus on minutes. Put yourself out there and try it. So there's a nonprofit called Therapy Missions. And because of the COVID, it's like, can't do anything right now. But once it opens back up again, it's amazing. You can go to, we've been to China, we've been to Bahamas, Jamaica, Nicaragua, Dominican Republic. I'm the lead therapist for Ecuador. We have an orphanage in Ecuador. It's a beautiful orphanage. They love their kids so much. It's so nice to work there, or to go there and help support them. But it really, I love seeing new therapists go on this journey with me because I see the same response. I don't think I have enough training. I feel like I have to take a couple courses to go on these mission trips. And then they go and then they learn. They have so many skills and they have so much knowledge that they can share and, you know, problem solve and vice versa. They can learn from the orphanage or the nursing home as well. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a life experience. Even if you don't want to be an entrepreneur, if you're thinking like, I just need to know more about life, this will get you to know more about it. And every time I go on a trip, I learn something new. Like last time I had an experience of like, I need to connect more with my husband again. Like you just see so much, so many things that can be like an out of body experience. So if you need like a little jump start, try a week long therapy mission trip. It will change your life. It'll give you a better perspective of who you are and who you want to be.
It sounds amazing. I've always wanted to go on one. So do you, cause I know you said you obviously speak Spanish. But do you go to a variety of countries? Do you have to speak a foreign language to be able to go on these trips?
Yeah, you don't have to speak a foreign language. I love Spanish. So I was like, I know the directors of the nonprofit. At the time it was Janet Jacobs and Carol Dollar. And I had a relationship with them. I did so many trips that I was like, or I did a couple of trips that I was like, listen, I want to open up Ecuador and I want to lead Ecuador. And they were like, all right, if you want to find a site, go for it. And I had some connections in Ecuador. So that's how I found the orphanage. And I did it. I went out with me and my husband and I did a needs assessment with the orphanage prior to bringing my group there. So I did that on my own, but we have a really established partnership in Jamaica. And it's grown. It used to be a couple of buildings. Now it's like almost like a whole city of adults with disabilities, as well as women who are young mothers who are pregnant, or, you know, have young children and working on programs to help them, you know, bond better and, you know, connect back into, society and getting back on their feet. So now there's English and there's, Spanish, there's, you know, we went to China. But yeah, you can pick what you want. You have to fill out an application and make sure it's a good fit with you and the team. But yeah, there's a lot of possibilities.
Okay. How did you even know how to do a needs assessment and find the orphanage or whatever in Ecuador and go about that process?
Well, Therapy Missions, it's very established. Like they had a needs assessment for me to fill out. And they've actually been at like AOTA. So they have done a lot of research on the therapy mission trips. So they have a good extensive background, but you know, I just filled out like the form, but we've had to do assessments too. So I knew like certain things that I had to look at. It was funny. Like my husband was there and he's in fire detection. So he was like, the fire detectors need this type of unit. I'm like, oh my gosh, that is not what we're focusing on right now, but okay. but I knew that area, and I knew one day, like when I finished grad school, I was like, I know I'm going to do therapy in another country that speaks Spanish. Like I knew that was in me. I knew that's what I wanted. And again, like that's why I like having my agency, because I have now more flexibility to like say, no, I'm going this week with my team. And, you know, I pick and choose when I want to now go out, and I have like more freedom, which makes me happier.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, what other tips do you have for us?
I would say express your idea. If you have ideas, I see this on like Next Level a lot. Like you guys put your ideas out there and continue to do that, because like that is what's going to connect you to more people. Like through this whole journey with autonomy, you know, the more that I talked about it, the more someone would say, oh, like I have, you know, a daughter that has special needs. Like I'm totally going to think of you when, you know, she reaches adulthood, provide services, or just how you connect to other clinical healthcare professionals, and you learn more through the journey and you better yourself. Like I got really close with a behavioral specialist when I put myself out there, and now he's going to be on my board and he's really going to help me. Behavioral specialists with adults with disabilities is a big thing. Like they're so needed. Get yourself connected with a behavioral specialist. Abilities, but yeah, just continue to like say what you're doing, because I think it will start to set in stone what you're doing. But it also, if you say you have a question or you have like an area of need, like people want to solve it. So people are going to try to give you resources. And I think that's really important, is to say like what you want or express what you want.
Awesome. No, I 100% agree. And then take action on it, because if you don't take action on it, someone else is going to take action on it and do it instead of you.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. I've seen it on the groups.
Yep. Awesome. What else? I know you have some great tips for us.
Let's see. I'm looking at my list. So I like to also say, don't listen to people that tell you you can't do it as well, because I know when I left, you know, my previous job, I had a lot of people that were like, oh, that's great. That's a good thing. But you could see in their eyes how many people were like, good luck. You know, or some people are like, I would never want to do that. I couldn't risk it. And don't listen to those people. If you listen to those people, you won't live the life that you want to live. You know, if your heart or you know, there's something inside of you that's telling there's more of you that you can give or want to be, like, listen to that. Don't listen to other people. 'Cause when you're on your deathbed, you know, you're not thinking of them. You're thinking of the life that you lived.
Right. Awesome.
Yeah. Let's see, what else did I write? Oh, connect to your universities, especially when you do have a business. These universities want to throw OT students at you. So, I mean, I already have like a list of OT students that want to be a part of my agency, have a field work there. You know, I stayed in touch with still some of my professors, and they... you know, in 2 weeks, I'm doing a conference with some of the, I think, field or the OT doctorates program, or maybe it just made it be the occupational therapy and master's program. But, you know, if you connect and still connect with your universities, that's a plus, because program development, you can utilize them. Like I'm using program development with those students. They're going to help optimize my programs, whether it be, you know, what are the best strategies for, you know, healthy cooking, or like, how do you optimize supportive employment opportunities in your community? Supportive employment is a non-medical service that helps adults with disabilities find and maintain a job. And, you know, that's a huge area, because that's where you can give someone, you know, the ability to live on their own with an apartment. They need a job in order to live in an apartment. So totally going to use the students to help with program development and stay connected to your universities. They can really help you get all of them.
Awesome. So talking about the OT students or the schools, that's been a huge help for me, like for the month of April, OTA students at our local community college actually like helped run my group that I have for my home therapy business that we run online, and they shared, you know, a variety of different tips for older adults. And they were in pairs, and like on Tuesdays, they would do like an educational type training. And then on Thursdays, they would do like a live or a video or something. And it just helped them be able to learn more about, you know, what people do in the online world. And it was a huge help to me to provide content for the people I work with. So.
Totally. And they're so excited. And it's like, they're not, you know, they haven't been working. So they have all these fresh ideas and they're ready to try them out and utilize them. So that's awesome. That was for your Med B
proposal.
Awesome.
Yep. Yeah. So it was awesome. Okay. So I know Optonomy is running a special right now. And for those that are listening to this podcast, just in case you listen to it down the road. So it's May 21st. And how many therapy professionals or healthcare professionals, because it's not just OTs, how many healthcare professionals have started their home healthcare agency through Optonomy?
Yeah. So to have this type of agency, you have to provide value care. So you can only be one of the five healthcare professionals: an occupational therapist, a physical therapist, a speech therapist, a nurse, or a behavioral specialist. However, a COTA or a PTA can partner with one of those five to form an agency. So, you know, you want a clinical network when your agency starts, because I don't have specialty in dementia care, but maybe in a year or two, I'm already considering adding older adults. So I can connect with other healthcare professionals within the Optonomy platform across the U.S. And reach out to like a certified specialist in dementia. So right now we're at 92 healthcare professionals that have moved forward in 28 to 30 states right now. I don't know what the latest number is of states, because I don't have those stats. I have to check in with the CEO of Optonomy, but we've significantly grown, and it's cool. It's cool to see people excited about this positive change and just the reasons that they come in. Like, yes, you do financially well, but it's so beautiful to hear people's other responses. Like, I'm so excited that I can actually do occupation-based activities, or I'm so excited that I can help, you know, my future mom, my mom-in-law age in place, or my sister has Down syndrome, and I want her to be supported when she gets older, because my parents can't do this for a while. And I love that it's so personal, and it really makes an impact for that healthcare professional and their community. So, you know, I am very proud where I'm at, and I really do feel that this network is going to make a change in home healthcare and really like push away from that productivity frame of mind.
Yeah, that's just amazing. 92 healthcare professionals, OTs, PTs, SLPs, behavioral specialists, nurses, mm-hmm. forming their own community-based home healthcare agencies. That's crazy. I mean, there's just been a massive boom in the last couple of weeks. Do you think it's because of the promotion you have going on?
Yeah, I think it's the promotion. And I think people are realizing like, hey, I actually want to make a change. Like, the COVID, I think, really got people to realize, like, I'm just a body in my office, and I got furloughed or I got fired. So I think people want to take control. And yeah, I think the promotion has been helping too.
So tell me a little bit more about the promotion. So people who are still listening, because if you want to get in on this promotion, you don't have much time left, because it ends once you hit the 100 mark, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the promotion right now is to have a complete home healthcare agency created for you. So that is your LLC, that is establishing your policies and procedures, which is very extensive. It's like altogether like 100 documents based off of your state and federal regulations. It's having mentorship, it's getting to know your clinical network, and learning who can be on your advisory board. It's the trainings that you get done through Optonomy, and it's legit a home healthcare agency that you can do Medicare, Medicaid, private pay, private insurance, older adults, and adults with disabilities. So it was originally $5,000, and that was over a 20-month period. There was like no interest. So, I mean, it was still like a good deal in itself, but we slashed it to 50%. So now it's $2,500, just a one-time payment, and that's it. That's what it is to have a full home healthcare agency established for you, as well as having that mentorship program along the way, as well as when you start too. Like, you're going to have issues or you're going to have questions, and you want to have that continual mentorship. So it's even after you get started.
Yeah, that's amazing. $2,500 to start your own business. Now, you also, on your different platforms, when you talk about it, you talk about how people who start up their business could earn or even guaranteed a six-figure salary. Is that still correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you're servicing adults with disabilities have a behavioral component. So as a result of the behavioral component, the reimbursement rates are higher versus adults with disabilities. So if you're servicing adults with disabilities, if you are providing 10 hours of clinical oversight, so if you're working 10 hours a week and you're serving 10 clients, one hour means one client, you're going out in the field and you're providing the consultation, you're helping your staff to understand how to better work with that adult with disability and giving the best quality of care, 10 hours means that you can earn a six-figure salary. After taxes are taken out, after you pay your staff, you're still walking away with six figures for only working 10 hours a week.
Awesome.
And I have many videos of that. I don't like to, like, I can totally go over numbers if you like, because a lot of people are like, prove it. Totally can prove it. I can give you like our, you know, sign up for a business plan is what I like to say, because it'll show your financial forecast over a 5-year period. And you can also go on my group, Home and Community Healthcare Entrepreneurs. And I have many videos that break down those numbers and show you that.
Awesome. Yeah. We can for sure go over or share in the podcast and in the Facebook stream. We can share all of the different links and the videos, because I think that YouTube, those short clips on YouTube are very beneficial for people. So,
yeah, good point. We have an 8-part series, and they're only a minute each, but it breaks down like understanding when you own a home healthcare agency through Optonomy. Because like I said, it's a layered system where you have many components in order to put your agency together. So yeah, definitely check out Optonomy's YouTube, and you can check out our 1-minute series where there's 8 total parts.
Fantastic. So occupational therapy professionals listening to this podcast, or other healthcare professionals listening, if you want to start your own community-based home healthcare agency and have your own business be your own CEO like Shayna, please reach out to Shayna for more information. Also, if you are not ready to like make the leap to start your own business, or you kind of want to explore some other options, again, reach out to Shayna and check out these mission trips that she has going on. What an amazing experience. I think all of us would benefit from doing something like that.
So would. Oh, that's amazing. I recommend it to anyone.
Yeah. I really hope that I can make it work. I wonder, you know, when, I know this is probably an impossible question to answer, but any ideas, have they talked about when they hope to start these up again, or will it just be put off for who knows?
I mean, I heard there's supposed to be a spike, you know, again in the fall. So I like, you can't risk it, and you feel bad because too, like, there's so many rules where if you go international, you have to have a 2-week wait when you go back to work. So it's like nothing right now. I mean, our trip was planned for April, and you know, I was really upset and canceling it. You do so much prep before, good prep. Like, you connect with your teammates. You learn, yes, you learn cultural competency, but you learn it in a different way. We have a different method of that really opens your eyes to certain things. I know we learned cultural competency, but it's a totally different approach. And you really connect. Like, I mean, my team members are still awesome. They still want to wait for the next one. They are strong women that you know, we bonded more through this, you know, cancellation. And I really, you know, I have incredible people on my team. And a lot of times, you know, you fall into that where you'll get to learn incredible people. I mean, the people that have been on my trips, I have one of them starting autonomy. One of them's like one of my really good friends. One of them became my team leader in Ecuador. Her name is Kelly. She's a speech therapist. So you really bond in a week. It's crazy. And it really is something that is an out of body experience.
Yeah. I can't wait till we can start again. Cause I am going to do it.
Ooh, everyone. So
yeah, I'm going to do it. I mean, I can't speak Spanish, so I'm going to have to figure out where I'm going to go.
Your husband's like, Kara.
I know. He's not listening. So yes, no, I definitely want to go. So, well, thank you, Shayna. Everyone listening, please take advantage of this amazing offer of that $2,500 to start your own home healthcare agency. You just can't start a business for that amount of money and get the support that you guys are providing, and go on a mission trip. So thank you, Shayna. I appreciate you for being on. Sorry about all the technical difficulties. And that's good. If those were listening in the beginning, you probably saw me cutting off because my family was in here trying to get information from me. And I'm like, I'm on a podcast. So anyways, thank you all for the flexibility. And have a great day. We'll talk to you all later.
Thank you so much, Kara.
Thank you. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to today's show, which is sponsored by our Therapy Business Builder program, where we help healthcare professionals start the business of their dreams from the ground up. Also, be sure to join our free Next Level Occupational Therapy Facebook group. And for even more support, guidance, and training, check out our Next Level Visionary Membership group. Time to level up. Occupational therapy professionals.